Alright guys, welcome back to another episode of Stoic Morning, your daily dose of ancient wisdom, modern application, served up with a side of caffeine-fueled motivation. You know, I was thinking about this the other day. Ever feel like you're constantly caught in an emotional roller coaster? Like one minute you're soaring high, and the next you're nosediving into a pit of despair? That's life, right? But what if there was a way to navigate those ups and downs with a little more grace, a little more understanding, both for yourself and the people around you? That's where emotional intelligence comes in. It's like having an internal GPS that helps you understand your emotions, manage them effectively, and connect with others on a deeper level. Think of it as leveling up your human experience, my friends. Now, building emotional intelligence isn't some mystical art form reserved for philosophers and gurus. It's about cultivating awareness, practicing self-regulation, and developing genuine empathy. And trust me, the benefits are huge. You'll feel less stressed, build stronger relationships, make better decisions, and even boost your overall well-being. Sounds pretty damn good, right? Let's dive into 5 key takeaways that can help you on this journey to becoming a more emotionally intelligent dude. First off, know thyself. This isn't just some cheesy self-help mantra. It's about actively paying attention to your emotions, what triggers them, how they manifest physically and mentally, and how they influence your behavior. Keep a journal, meditate, or simply take time each day to reflect on your emotional landscape. Think of it like getting to know your inner world, the good, the bad, and everything in between. You'll start to notice patterns, understand your emotional triggers, and build self-awareness. Number 2, become a master of your emotions. Now, this doesn't mean suppressing your feelings or pretending you're emotionless, like some stoic robot. It's about learning to manage them effectively. Practice techniques like deep breathing, mindfulness meditation, or even physical activity to regulate those emotional surges when things get intense. Remember, you don't have to be ruled by your emotions. You can choose how to respond to them. Thirdly, practice active listening. This is huge for building empathy and understanding. It's not just about hearing the words someone says, it's about truly listening to their message, both verbal and nonverbal. Pay attention to their body language, tone of voice, and unspoken emotions. Ask clarifying questions, show genuine interest, and try to see things from their perspective. Remember, a good listener is often a great friend. Next up, develop your communication skills. Clear and effective communication is essential for building strong relationships and navigating conflict constructively. Practice expressing your thoughts and feelings honestly and respectfully. Learn to articulate your needs clearly, listen actively to others, and seek win-win solutions when disagreements arise. And finally, cultivate compassion and kindness. This is the heart of emotional intelligence. It's about extending understanding and empathy to yourself and others, even in challenging situations. Practice forgiveness, offer a helping hand, and treat everyone with respect, regardless of their differences. Remember, a little kindness goes a long way. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're at work, and your boss unexpectedly drops a huge project on you. One that seems impossible to complete within the tight deadline. You feel overwhelmed, stressed, and maybe even a little angry. But instead of reacting impulsively, you take a deep breath, acknowledge those feelings, and remind yourself that this is just a temporary challenge. You then calmly communicate with your boss, expressing your concerns while also offering solutions and collaborating to find the best path forward. By managing your emotions effectively and communicating openly, you turn a potentially stressful situation into an opportunity for growth and collaboration. See? Emotional intelligence isn't some abstract concept. It's a powerful tool that can help you navigate the complexities of life with more grace, resilience, and genuine connection. Remember, becoming emotionally intelligent is a journey, not a destination. So be patient with yourself, keep practicing, and celebrate your progress along the way. And hey, if this episode resonated with you, hit those subscribe buttons, leave us a review, and share it with your friends. Let's spread the word about the power of emotional intelligence, one stoic morning at a time. Until next time, keep striving for greatness, my friends.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.